Leeds Fertility Clinic on Stray FM's Family Show.
It's often described as the best day of your life, the day that you become a parent. But for many couples, conceiving naturally isn't as simple as they may have thought. The Leeds Fertility Clinic has helped thousands of people become parents, and we went along to hear the story of one couple, Faye and Ash, who are in their early 30s and recently visited the Leeds Fertility Clinic.
So we're both from Leeds. We got married in 2015 up in Gretna Green, Scotland. After marriage, we both decided that we wanted to start a family, and it was over a year and we still were not pregnant. So after a year's worth of trying and a couple of times when I thought I may have been pregnant, I thought, right, I'll visit the GP and just get some further tests done. And it came back that I've got something called polycystic ovary syndrome. So I've got cysts on the ovaries, and it meant that I was not ovulating as I should have been ovulating. And of the eggs that I did have, they didn't have the hormones that we needed to get pregnant. So we got referred to Sequoia Fertility Unit. My husband then got tested. They do that as routine anyway, so there was no indication that there was anything other to worry about. And then unfortunately it came back that Ashley had some fertility problems as well, so the pair of us had fertility problems. So at that point I felt like the whole world was against me. I'm not going to get pregnant, I'm not going to be a mum, you know, the pair of us then have got problems.
When we both heard the news, it's devastating to grasp. You're thinking all sorts of things, but mainly you're thinking, when are we going to start this family? And that were the big thing for me. I don't know about Faye, yeah, but that were the main thing for me.
It's like, I feel like I've always wanted to be a mum, mm-hmm, but I married someone that was born to be a dad. So for both of us to find out that that's not going to happen, you know, it was and it's a time when everyone in your life's pregnant at that time. All my friends had a baby. Everywhere I turned, there was a baby.
A whole team of people at the Leeds Fertility Clinic are on hand to help couples like Faye and Ash. But one person in particular that we spoke to was Professor Adam Balin, who told us roughly how many babies are born via IVF.
In the UK, it's about 3% of all babies who are born. In some European countries, it's as high as 8 to 10%, and that's because here, sadly, the NHS doesn't fund enough fertility treatment. So there's a very large number of people who experience fertility problems. It's about 15% of the population. So it's a very, very high percentage. Not all end up having IVF, and some conceive naturally, and some conceive with the other treatments. But it is a big problem, and it's a problem that's probably increasing because many people are delaying starting to try for a family, and of course fertility goes down as women and men get older, and so the prospects of conceiving naturally and also conceiving with treatment go down as well. So we are seeing an increase in demand.
So we had an appointment in the August. At the time, I was 2 stone overweight. So you also, alongside medical advice, you get lifestyle advice. So it was to say, for me to have the best opportunity to carry a child, you know, I'll need to start dieting. Now, I'd already started dieting, but I got further advice, especially with my condition. So I spent that period of time, I think it would have moved a bit faster if it was not for the fact that I needed to shift some timber, to be honest. So we had that appointment in the August, and then the actual IVF cycle started in the January
of 2018.
Okay. We call ourselves a reproductive medicine unit. So yes, we do IVF. We do lots of IVF. We're the biggest centre in the area. But actually, we see couples with all aspects of fertility problems and single people as well. So we're happy to see anybody who wants to have a baby. We will do tests to see why it may not be happening, and we'll give advice about how to improve the chance of conceiving naturally. So we run a course here to support men and women with preconception advice to improve not only their chance of getting pregnant naturally, but also of getting pregnant if they need treatment. And not all treatment is IVF, so some women need drugs, for example, to help them to ovulate regularly. Some women need surgery. We can give drugs to men for some problems or operations. And then I think there's no better place to come than here, because we've got many years of expertise. We have a team of five consultants, a wonderful team of nurses, embryologists, and all the support staff that actually help our patients through what can be quite a traumatic and stressful journey. So we do our very best to try and make it as easy as possible.
I mean, I feel like I need to break the news, really, that we are sat in a room with not just the two of you, but there is actually a tiny, tiny person in between the two of you as well.
Right.
Okay, that's fine. You can cry. So tell me a little bit about this tiny human and who is he and how old is he?
So we've got Noah Milson, who's 10 and a half weeks, a beautiful baby boy.
He's currently asleep, so I'm trying to talk nice and quietly.
We had him at St James's Hospital, 10 and a half hours labour, everything went routinely. I think our difficulty was getting pregnant, because our process of pregnancy and giving birth actually was quite successful. I had no real complications or anything, so we're actually very blessed. I do think we're very blessed, and I've spoken to lots of people since about their IVF journeys, and I think for us to have been successful first time, is, you know, it's quite rare sometimes, and I think that, yes, I felt like the world was against me in the beginning, but actually I'm really lucky, and look what I've got that's come out of it at the end, you know.
Gorgeous in his blue blanket. And how has parenthood been? What's it been like, both of you?
Challenging, but it's rewarding at the same time. Well, I've been going to work, and when I come back at the end of the day and I just see a smile or a laugh, it just makes it all worthwhile. You just get that instant bond and love for the child, and you can't beat it.
If you think you've got a problem, go and see your GP and ask to be referred, and we're happy to see anybody at any stage of their journey. Now, strictly speaking, the guidelines suggest that couples should be trying for a year before they're referred. But if there's a problem, for example, if the woman's having irregular periods, or if she has a history of having had maybe some pelvic infection when she was younger and may think that she may have a fertility problem, and similarly for the man, if he thinks he may have problems, then we'd like to see you straight away. And so you can ask your GP for a referral. Some GPs may be a little bit reluctant, and if you feel that you want to be seen, you can always contact us, and we can then make contact with your GP and make sure that you're seen by us.
A huge thank you to Faye and Ash and Noah for telling their story. And for more information or to talk to somebody like Professor Adam Balin, just go online and search the Leeds Fertility Clinic to find out more.
Leeds Fertility Clinic on Stray FM's Family Show.